Welcome, everybody, to this next episode of Homer Potts Happy Hour. This is episode 4. It's been a couple of weeks since we were last with you, but that's the way it's going to be from now on. So we've got myself here today, Adrian Velasco, and we're also looking over there at Ilona. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for asking.
Excellent. Okay, you've had a nice couple of weeks off?
Yes, it's been nice.
Good, yeah. Good. Doing bugger all, but mostly,
pretty
I should
much.
Think. Stoko, you're back.
Absolutely marvellous.
Yeah, that isn't an answer to your back. I was expecting you to expand on that a little bit. But you are back.
Okay. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I think you were missed. I mean, not by us, obviously, but maybe the viewers, readers and listeners might have listed him. Stuart, how are you doing, mate?
I'm not too bad. Thank you for asking.
That's okay. You've been out in Cape Town.
I have been out. Got back yesterday, so thankfully no jet lag.
Okay, that's good. So anyway, it all seems to have been going really well. We've got really good feedback from everybody. And so we're trying to hone down exactly what we do and what we talk about every week. So, Stuart, you're the man with the knowledge. What are we going to talk about this week?
Today's episode is all about love and money.
Is it?
Yeah. So we're going to start off with, because obviously it's only just gone Valentine's. So we're going to discuss Valentine's. We've got a few really good emails from the listeners, which is always very nice. So we've got that. We've got a quiz. We've got some stuff that's been happening in the last fortnight. And then we're going to do the money section, which is about our dear old friend, the lottery.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh.
Have we got lottery stories? Have you got lottery stories?
Well, sort of a couple of stories that have come up in the news, and there's other stuff that will be coming about that. So that should be enough to keep us going for approximately 55
Good.
Minutes.
Good. Any nostalgia this week, or are we just going to sort of go back to
I'm sure we'll drift into some nostalgia on the way, you know, because we're all quite old. But
yeah,
as an actual theme, not today.
Okay.
And what about a quiz?
Oh, there is a quiz.
Oh, is it? Fantastic. Okay.
I think someone else is doing the quiz today, so I get, to participate.
Oh, that's
which I'm really
good.
Excited about.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes a change. So, so what are we going to kick off with?
We're going to kick off with Valentine's. We've only just had Valentine's, so basically I want to know how romantic we all are. Has anyone done anything for Valentine's? Anyone posted anything particularly soppy on Facebook, for instance?
No,
not
but
looking
I see...
at anybody.
Oh.
Not looking at anybody.
Do you know what? I haven't known Stoko that long to a point where I don't feel I can be really rude to him online. But if anybody else I know had put what he put on,
I'd have just
done a massive vomit emoji.
Oh, brilliant.
Ilona would have liked it. It was from the heart and it was romantic. And I'll even read it online because I'm proud of it.
Oh, go on then. Was this on Facebook?
Might take me a while to find it.
Okay.
Don't take that.
You don't remember
my love life.
Yeah, we can't have dead air while you're looking on your phone.
But he was very sweet. He put it to the lovely Leslie.
Aww.
And let's face it, he needs
to. You're not standing in love with Leslie Judd, are you?
I met her when I was a brownie.
Oh, did
Leslie
you?
Judd. And in fact, now here's a story.
Excellent.
I was
how
a brownie.
How the hell have we ended up here?
My dad, I used to play in a brass band in a
rock and roll.
Yeah, it really was rock and roll. And I did it for a long time and it was fantastic.
Are you good at tromboning?
I used to play the tenor horn.
Oh, she's I hate to say it, she's actually pretty good.
Yeah, right, and really. Alto saxophone.
Yes.
Yeah, I did
really?
It for a long, long
no,
time
she's
I was
very
in this
good.
Band. And we used to do this fundraiser. It's like a, I don't know, carnival in the park sort of thing. And my dad and the bandmaster, Tony Gilbert, who was absolutely fantastic. His daughter is one of my closest friends. Anyway, so we had a celebrity open the carnival and Leslie Judd came down. So my friend Alison and I wore our brownie uniforms and we travelled in the car for the parade, sitting next to Leslie Judd. And we were talking about what they were going to name the new Blue Peter puppy.
Was that the one that was Goldie?
I believe so, which wasn't my suggestion.
I think Buttons came before Goldie.
Quite frankly, you are so sad.
I was a big fan of Blue Peter.
Yeah, were you a big fan of Leslie Judd?
I was quite a fan
she
of
was
Leslie
really
Judd.
Lovely,
yeah.
Actually. Yeah. She was very, very nice. And at my wedding, anyway, the bandmaster, he printed out a big picture of me with Leslie Judd.
Oh,
I'm not sure
fantastic.
If you remember it. It was on the... Anyway, that's my story.
And he's gesticulating with his blower here at the minute.
Show Ilona, because these boys will just...
It was very sweet. And obviously having met the lovely Leslie. He is absolutely from the heart. And she's lovely, Leslie. And
you've got washable
Christ knows
floors
what she's doing
here.
With you. So I think you need to be nice.
I think that's really nice, actually.
So if your husband...
That's very genuine.
If your husband put that sort of level of tosh, I mean level of love... On that he did. Would you?
Well, I'm never going to have to answer that because
he won't be. He's not on Facebook.
Yeah, he's not a Facebooker. But that is really lovely, and I would have liked to have read it. It's very sweet. What did she think? Was she very touched?
I think so. I didn't speak to her about it personally.
She didn't speak to you for a number of days.
So you didn't tell her those sentiments, but you just wrote them on.
No, I posted them in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. I did look at it and think that's very sweet. I did think that was quite sweet. So, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Anything special? I went to choir practice, actually,
did
in the
you?
Evening.
Don't you two start, but... for God's sake.
Got the horse right here, name is Paul Revere.
No, we've only got five minutes, we've had Leslie Judd and you two singing. Stop now.
But I did come down in the morning to a nice bouquet of flowers and and some chocolate. And also my boys bought me flowers and chocolate, so I was suitably spoiled.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
So, yeah.
Are you a flower buyer?
I did buy flowers. I brought 24 roses.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I drove from Hampshire and surprised Leslie by arriving at her door in the evening. She was in her work clothes, painting the bathroom ceiling. Unexpected, so very romantic.
And as it gets, really. You could make a film out of that, probably, couldn't you?
So I think I did my bit. I'm happy to tell you what I got in return.
No, we do not want to know.
Let's leave that. You were doing so well.
You were doing so well there for a second. Don't spoil it.
Well done.
I am a regular flower giver.
Are you?
I am a regular flower.
During the year or just Valentine's?
Birthday and Valentine's Day. I don't think I've ever forgotten.
That count as regular?
No, I'm not sure.
More regular than birthdays and Valentine's.
Crazy.
That's fairly regular.
So spontaneous.
Well, absolutely.
Every birthday and Valentine's.
And if I've been an idiot and I need to basically make up for something. So now I will do that. And actually both of us forgot stuff because obviously we were away. I would have bought her flowers this year, but we were going home in a couple of days, so that I didn't think there was much point. So yeah, but we still got cards, that sort of stuff. What I did do is because she forgot the card, my card, and left it here. It's actually still in our bedroom, and so she's got mine for next year, so at least I'm guaranteed a card.
That's
that I've
good.
Read already. And because I knew I wouldn't be getting her flowers, I did actually get 12 roses from the chocolate tin and put it in a box so I could give her 12 roses.
Oh, that's nice,
that's
actually.
Nice.
That's
more
thoughtful.
That's thoughtful, because I thought about
that's
it.
Better.
And then I forgot to bring it out with me.
Oh.
So it's totally... So I did look around Cape Town to see if they did the equivalent of roses, which they don't. So it was totally... So I just had to tell her and wonder whether she believed me or not.
Lateral thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you romantic in the slightest?
So you know me and my wife, don't you? What do you reckon?
I was there when you first met.
Well, I mean, in fact, a couple of days before, no, I think it was about 3 days beforehand, I said, oh, hang on, it's Valentine's Day, isn't it? And Jane said to me, are you going to get me a card? And I said, well, I thought I would. And she said, oh, well, I suppose I better get you one as well. So basically, she got a card and an orange Toblerone, which she said wasn't particularly nice, and she'd much rather have had a plain one. But they didn't have those, didn't have plain ones in Aldi this year.
And yours still loves young green.
A card,
a smoothie,
and a bottle of wine, which we wolfed down, and a bar of chocolate from Aldi. So
romance isn't dead.
And if I'd have put something like Andrew had put on Facebook,
she'd think you were
I'd have
something.
Had to have got a. Another couple of bottles of wine at least.
Yeah,
embarrassing her like that.
Yeah.
So, I think if I had put something like Andrew, I think Jackie would be thinking, what have you been up to?
Yes.
If you're putting that,
what are you guilty of?
What have you been doing? So thankfully I didn't. So, okay, we've all been quiet. But this will lead on to the first of our emails.
Oh, excellent. We've got some emails.
Oh. We've got four emails. Now, before we go, there has been some problems, I think, with people who've tried to send emails in. And it said it hasn't been going. But these ones have come through. But we will, for the people who have tried to do, we will check. And if it's too much trouble, we'll have to change the email address and get another one. But there are a couple of people who said they've tried to send stuff, but it hasn't gone through. So we'll get the technical department on it, which will be you probably.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we'll check
that. We'll just have a practice,
we'll
can't
just
we?
Practice.
I'll send it an email.
See if it goes
if
through.
Get through.
So,
we'll try changing it to
.co.uk. So but anyway, the first one is from Daisy from Liverpool.
Right,
and
do we know who this is, or is she one?
No,
of
no,
the...
this is listeners. This, is, right. genuine, this is genuine listeners.
But I mean, I don't know a Daisy in Liverpool.
No, I don't.
No, these are just these gone places. Just,
excellent.
It says, I've just seen Valentine's Day, the movie, for the umpteenth time on television. So, what is the saddest film you've ever seen?
Oh gosh, well, where do I start?
The otter.
Oh.
Is that Tark of the Otter? Does Tark of the Otter?
The Otter dies in the end.
Does he? Give it away. I thought that was Ring of. I thought that was Ring of Bright Water, where the otter dies at the end.
Well, that was probably they probably nicked it from another.
Do you remember Ring of Bright Water? I can automatically gets his head chopped off with a spade.
I can automatically think of two. I've got two.
You've dropped this on me. This is the sort of thing, yes. You know, when you sort of practice and you plan, you know, production meetings where I should have been writing down my saddest
film
ever.
Well, whilst you can think of your saddest film ever, I'll throw an opener. I thought Up was unbelievably sad.
That was
great.
It's a great film. Absolutely brilliant film. I remember I was watching it on a plane when it fairly soon after it came out, and obviously at the start of it, and you suddenly realise what's going to happen. Mm. And I think, oh my God, and I was blubbing like a good one. And Lucy was sitting next to me in the early days of Facebook and just posted. So my dad's watching Up and he's crying his eyes out. But I thought it was so, and then again at the end, when the really sweet bit at the end, but I thought Up was incredibly sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
I'm sensitive stew. Yeah. I am sensitive stew. So that's one of mine. I've got an even sadder one, but yeah, you got.
I think my earliest memory would be Bambi. I was very sad at Bambi.
Stunned silence. Incredulous there.
But then if I move on from that, I think a recent one is A Star Is Born I was so sad at that.
Had you seen the prequel? I didn't remember it. Jackie was watching it and she's thinking, surely you know what's coming because I watched the Barbara Streisand one. Surely you've...
Yeah, see, I haven't seen that.
So and I knew
even
what was
now,
coming.
Yeah, I found that very, very sad.
I very annoying.
Mind me what Star Is Born is?
It's the one where had Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, where he's the washed-up singer and she's the up-and-coming starlet.
Yes, I have seen that.
And obviously their careers converge. And that sort of stuff. So that was... Okay, that was... Have you not... Because the one that really makes everyone said The Champ.
Oh my god!
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, the Champ! Yes,
Champ.
Hands down. That is.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Back in the 70s.
That's the 70s, early 80s film.
Was that Ryan O'Neill?
No, it's John Voight.
Oh, it is John Voight.
John Voight is the box. Isn't
that's
it?
Made that's, me go a bit goosebumpy.
Stop now. That was so sad.
That is actually the one. Yes.
There was one that I watched years and years ago. I've probably been dumped by somebody or someone would go out on me.
It's highly likely.
Highly likely. There was a film called Somewhere in Time, with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour.
Yes.
So it's about time travel.
Yes.
And someone comes to him and says, please, an old lady comes to this Christopher Reeve and says, please come back to me. And he does all this research and finds that he's gone back in time. So he finds time travel and it works. And then he goes back and they obviously fall madly in love again. And then basically it just all goes wrong.
Oh, really?
And he goes back to the present day and he can't get back in time and essentially dies of a broken heart. So I'll sit there thinking, this is so sad. Oh my god, this is so sad. So yeah, that was unbelievable.
Do you find that if a film comes on the telly or whatever and you know it's really, really sad, you think, oh, I just can't watch that. Yeah, I feel like that.
Sometimes you need to watch it though. Sometimes to have that good.
I can't
cry.
Watch the film which always does me is The Green Mile. Actually,
oh my god, yes.
Yeah,
that's
where they execute him,
and please don't do it.
I
did cry this weekend watching the end of One Day on Netflix.
Oh, the girls have been watching that.
That is fantastic.
I have to say, talking about crying, I actually cried watching West Ham Arsenal.
Oh, crikey, that was enough to bring me to tears,
but that's not a sad film. So yeah, that was... Have you actually got any particular one, Andrew? Are you trying to search for it?
The Champ, I remember. Tark of the Otter was my one. When I was about seven.
Tark of the Otter. Okay, that is sad.
When the otter dies, it was...
Okay, so then we've done that. Terrible. So obviously it's in desperate sessions. Tony from Eastbourne
has asked,
how are we getting up? How are we keeping up with our New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I'm doing very well, actually.
Good. What was yours again?
What were yours?
Smug.com. Oh, no, hang on. New Year's resolutions.
Yours
I'm thinking
was to
about
get
Lent.
Off the gram.
I'm suddenly, yes.
Yours was to get off the gram, wasn't it?
And I have been a lot better, actually. Yeah. A couple of orders that went back. A couple appeared yesterday, in fact. But there's
magically
far less.
Turned up.
There is less.
A company called Shein or Shein.
Yes, S-H-E-I-N.
Don't they? I keep getting adverts coming on for stuff from there, and it's just ludicrous stuff you wouldn't possibly buy.
Well,
you do, don't you?
Has-been-no.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing
stuff.
What you can find on there.
Has-been-no.
A nipple straightener. Oh. I noticed on that.
And, I'm scared about going, where this is going.
That's a strange thing to
advertise. That is a strange thing to advertise, but that's not your New Year's resolution, I fear. No.
What was your New Year's resolution to watch more
films? So
you have a bit, haven't you?
I have watched films. I'm struggling with the episodes. I've got a few on the list, but just don't have time.
Haven't gone down the Real Housewives line yet.
Time yet to watch many films, but many TV. But the films have been all great. And this Wednesday, I'm actually quite looking forward to going to a secret cinema.
Oh.
In St. Albans at the Odyssey, which is where you have
the Odyssey's
your...
very nice. Very it used nice. To be the Odeon.
Yes.
I used to go there.
That's right.
The
we've
Odeon.
Been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there.
Beautiful. So we have falafels and cheese.
What, in St. Albans? Falafels and cheese?
Get
what a surprise.
From Waitrose, by any chance?
And Prosecco and the like. And we do smuggling in a little bit.
Yeah.
Extra
your little
cheese.
Hip flask that Leslie seems to have.
But Wednesday's a surprise.
So you don't know what
you don't know
watching.
What you're going to watch.
That's okay.
That'd be good.
I'd be laugh if it's the Tarquin the Otter.
Tarquin the Otter.
That'll be a good one. Leslie's going to love this one. You're going to need that hip flask, love. So that's quite good. I mean, I've been reasonable. I started Pilates in Cape Town with a really lovely teacher called Emma, who lives around the corner from us. And I have to say, I've really enjoyed it. It's hard because I am so unbelievably, I won't say stiff because you get really mad, but basically a bit busted. But yeah, no, I have really enjoyed it. I said busted.
Oh, right, busted.
I haven't been busking. I could do, but I won't be. I've really enjoyed that.
Oh,
and
good.
That's been definitely, so yeah, we're going to carry on with that. So that's been great. And I've been reasonably good at getting off my phone a bit. I leave it outside now, so I don't keep playing with it.
I've been a lot better with that from Lent, because beginning of Lent
you and your
was
Lent.
Ash
You've always
Wednesday.
Done Lent,
yes,
hasn't
it? Always have.
You've
and
always done
I've
Lent.
I've been very good, actually. Yeah. So between my Instagramming
I've been fairly useless, to be quite honest. I was supposed to not look at nonsensical reels on my phone. And the trouble is the weather's shite.
So what else is there to do?
During the day, I mean, you've got bargain hunt or looking at your phone. I mean, it's just... It's been a
or
bit
doing
crappy.
Pilates.
I have been true. Yeah, I mean, I found out on New Year's Eve, it was actually, I had an MRI scan on my back because my back keeps going. And I thought it was just going to be a muscular thing. And then he said, I've got a slightly herniated disc.
Oh.
So I've been given some exercises to do for that.
Pilates.
So
yeah,
Pilates would probably
good
be
good.
I mean, basically, I have to exercise my arse area.
Yes.
And get all the strength up down there.
Glutes.
So that they take the strain and that. Not my...
this is your piriformis muscle, isn't it? Which is your butt muscles.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you have to do the various things. Oh, good for you. Well, that'll be good for you.
So, yeah, it will be.
I had an operation for a herniated disc.
Did you really? Mm. Yeah, apparently mine isn't anywhere near bad enough for that. And the doctor said to me, is it causing you trouble? And I said, it doesn't ever cause me any trouble unless it goes.
Yeah.
And then when it goes, it's hideous
horrific.
For a couple of weeks.
Mm.
And then it's fine, and I wouldn't even know I've got it.
That is the most pain I've been in my
horrific.
Life.
It's horrific. It's the worst pain.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Awful.
I was on such massive painkillers
for
about 12 months.
No, I've always had a few back problems. And in fact, it all started from when I was playing the violin on stage.
Really?
And I was actually, it was a youth orchestra and
as
I was
a,
lead violinist,
prodigy.
As you are. And I moved my chair over because a girl next to me kept hitting me with her bow and I fell backwards off the stage.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it really, mortifyingly embarrassing.
You always struggled with it.
So that was the start of it. And
there'd be
then,
a claim these days for that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Why not having a barrier around the back of the stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've always had problems. But since I had that surgery, I had it in America where they just sliced off the bit that had come out, I woke up pain free.
I had to wait for mine to shrink. And then literally the next day, because obviously all your nerves are pressing on the thing, and that's what causes the excruciating pain.
That's what he said it was.
But I remember, I was just the most ratty man, so ratty to the kids. I couldn't put my socks on. So I was in agony. I wouldn't get out of the car because the car had a heated seat. So I just stayed in the car because it was warm and lovely and stayed there literally for hours and did all my work with a book and a mobile phone because I was in such pain. So, that's...
It's back.
So, we did that. So anyway, we've digressed as usual, which we haven't seemed to have the want to do. Number three, Andre. Another foreign. Andre from Melbourne.
Oh, right.
From Melbourne. He's just stayed up, or do you stay up or not stay up, where we are in Melbourne, to watch the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And he thought that Usher was shite, as
it
he
was.
Described it.
I thought it was rubbish.
I didn't think he...
I switched it off in the end. Well, yeah. I started watching a bit of the game because my son was watching it, and then it was getting later and later.
Do they like the old American football?
Yes.
They do like
they do.
It,
they enjoy it, yeah.
Do you like American football?
I love American football.
Yeah, I've really got into it the last 4 or 5 years, so I've been watching, and I would watch it anyway, so I stay up and watch it.
I struggle to stay up past 10 o'clock, so I've not watched it.
Yeah, have to watch and record. And he said, so he thought Usher was shit, which I think most people, I thought he was pretty average. Yeah. He was not my cup of tea anyway, but I thought he was generally pretty
poor.
Didn't
he come on ice skates or something at one point?
There was roller skates.
You're thinking, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, your shirt seems to have fallen off again. What a shock.
Yeah.
He said, so what was your favourite halftime show and who would you like to see do it in the future?
Oh.
Obviously,
well, Bruce.
We have to say Bruce.
Yeah, I mean.
We have to say Bruce. So Bruce Almighty, brilliant. Because he's just Bruce, so therefore he's God. But the one I really enjoyed was the a couple of years ago where they had the rap one, they had the hip hop one with
Blazing Squad.
No, they had Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Right. Oh yes, it had all different ones.
All the different ones.
That was
brilliant.
Oh, like
the rap superstars.
Yeah, the rap superstars. Yes. That was fantastic.
Was Fiddy Sense on it?
Fiddy, I believe, was on it, right. Yes.
That was really good.
So that was I really enjoyed that one. And I have to say, that was it the year before when Jennifer Lopez and Shakira? That was quite impressive.
I liked that. There was a whole programme about the making of that as well, which was good.
Yes.
I've never really, I have to say, I don't like American football at all. I've never watched it, so I've never... The only one I can remember was the one where Justin Timberlake exposed Janet Jackson.
Oh, yes.
And America was up in arms.
Was that with Andrew's nipple straight?
Yeah. Absolutely. The country where you could go into Woolworths and buy a gun was up in arms at this flash of a nipple on television. Ridiculous.
So true.
Yeah, so it's like we could buy an assault weapon in the supermarket. And the PR departments went mad, didn't they, and started coming up with all this bollocks about... Oh, it was a clothing malfunction. It was like, no, you've tried to shock again, and basically everyone thinks you're a bit of a dick for doing it.
Yeah,
yeah, that was. I remember that was quite funny. Who would you like to see? Who would you like
well,
to see?
Well, I have to say and this is the God's honest truth. The only halftime entertainment I've ever seen is Chaz and Dave. I've never ever seen anybody other than Chaz and Dave, and they used to do it down at Tottenham every now and again, and they were great because we all really, really loved them, of course. But yeah, I've never seen any otherwise.
Well, apart from the fact that one of them's dead, so they're going to struggle to do the halftime show.
Oh, actually,
it will only be Chaz or
something. That's a bit of a lie because I've forgotten they have not so much halftime entertainment, but they have between innings entertainment in the 100, don't they?
Yes.
And I haven't seen a single person like
some entertainment out there.
Because, of course, they're desperately, the ECB are desperately trying to bring in younger people. And so they have people up there that I've never heard of. And to be honest, they never play through they haven't got any money, so they don't play through a proper PA system. They just play through the speakers in the in the ground. And even in the big cricket stadiums, the in-house speakers aren't any good.
No.
So... So I've not seen anybody any good at all, to be quite honest.
No. Who would I really like to see? I mean, much as I'd like to see the Jam reform to go to play at the halftime show in a country that barely knows
asking
them.
Asking Paul Weller if he wouldn't mind turning up to do halftime entertainment.
Reform with the two blokes who hate your guts.
Yeah.
Can't see that happening.
I'm trying to think. Has Dolly Parton done it? I think she'd be good at it.
Did you say Big Country?
I used to like Big Country. Was it Stuart
Adamson?
Do you like Stuart Adamson?
Yes.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, but he died. Yeah.
He did die.
That's very sad.
He was a very good looking boy back in
the
day.
Yeah,
I wanted to be Stuart Adamson.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, he was very cool.
Bloke. He was a very cool bloke.
Yeah, I used to like, he used to wear braces and big old trousers.
Yes.
And be quite, and have a good voice and be very good at the guitar. And very good looking.
Have you two done the halftime show?
They did do it.
Yeah,
They've done it.
I can't think who else I'd like to have on there.
So yeah, we'd have to stick with that. But yeah, but thank you for that, Andre. That's quite a good one. And the last email we have is from a bit nearer from, is from London. Is from Helen from London. And she said her child is now getting into music and obviously starts liking people. But she said she can't buy their first record like we would have had.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Obviously there's no first, you know, right. So she wants to know what the first records we bought were.
Oh, is this is this sort of, are we going for album?
Well, you can do both. We'll allow you both. Because I'm going to slightly digress, because I, for my birthday, I was given five for one of my, you know, sixth or seventh birthdays. So
what,
I'm
band five?
No. Because then I'd be about 40 when they came out.
I was going to say.
No, I got five records back in the 70s.
Oh, so right. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. So, my first
Teddy came from a posher family.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
We didn't know what to get you, Stuart. We got you all five.
Well, I think they probably all chipped in. I imagine my brothers and my mum and dad chipped in and got me one each or something.
If you're listening, Janet, you spoiled him.
You spoiled him. Yes, barely. So, my first one was Claire by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Lovely.
Oh,
my
that's a good song, isn't good.
It? We had that on single. I think my mum bought it.
Yeah, I think I was going to say that was one of my first ones.
That's a good one.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Paper Lace.
Absolutely. Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
I think I know that.
Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool in your life. So we had that. That'll do.
It was worth it just for that.
Just for that. So we had that. And then another classic, Puppy Love.
Oh.
And they call it.
Oh, yes.
Puppy Love. That was the third one of the five.
Slightly
cooler.
You were very young then.
Yeah. Well, see, my brother used to do disco, so it
was... Puppy Love was probably 72,
72,
I should
think. Yeah. But no, I obviously liked songs, and they'd obviously bought McCulley.
Actually, that gives us an idea for another quiz, doesn't it?
Slightly cooler.
Come out?
Slightly cooler. Tiger Feet by Mudd.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, my sister played that over and over.
Great song. My David was quite into them. And they were very good, Mud.
Yeah.
The last one is slightly more embarrassing. The other five, we'll cope with those. Number five, The Wombling Song.
Oh,
I think Jane said her first album was The Wombles.
Quite possibly.
I think my brother had that.
I can imagine that. We're not under there.
He had all the Wombles as well one Christmas, I remember. What are they called? What were the Wombles called?
Bulgaria.
Tomsk.
Bungle. Orinoco.
Orinoco, that's the one I was trying to think
Madame
of.
Madame Chollet,
yeah.
And there was one more.
The old one, the granddad.
No, that is Great Uncle Bulgaria.
Oh, yes, that's a good point. Yeah. So that was my five. And my first album that I bought myself was Zenyatta Mondatta by The Police.
Oh, really?
That was the
orange cover.
The orange cover by the triangle. So they were mine. They were mine. So
Loney?
I think my first single was D-I-S-C-O.
Ottawa.
D-I-S-C-O.
I loved that. And I think my first album
That's
might have been...
That's another quiz, isn't it? What was D for? Delirious.
We're not going there.
I... Irresistible.
No, because then we'll start with
super sexy. such a cutie.
She is.
Thankfully, we won't be going down the Michael Jackson Blame It on the Sunshine.
No. I think my album, I think it might have been a Phil Collins. Is it In the Air Tonight, that album?
Face Value.
That one.
Black and white cover.
Yes, Black and White.
Great Smiths. Great
album. I bought that album. Mm. Mm, I think that might be my first one.
Yeah, about the right sort of time. Mm. Anders?
Do you know yours?
I do know mine, but if I tell Stuart, the guys will take the piss out of me forever.
Is it something like Dvorak or...?
It was... The first LP was... More than suspect, and I'm more than embarrassed to mention.
But I feel you're going to have to tell us anyway now.
It was The Village People.
Excellent.
I know this is going to come up again in my life. It was about 76, 77.
Yeah,
so
you'd have been very young.
You'd
have
been quite young. You'd have been pretty young. You're forgivable.
Forgive me that. I didn't know then.
Forgivable.
What I know now.
Forgivable.
My first little single was Baggy Trousers.
Oh, okay, good one. That's decent. You've recovered yourself.
I've recovered.
You've recovered yourself well. Yeah. Then.
Didn't we go and see Madness in Brighton?
We did go and see Madness in Brighton. Mm. Yeah, I've seen Madness here four times. I saw them a couple of years ago at the O2.
Oh.
They played with Squeeze.
Oh, but that was
Squeeze,
good.
Who you can barely recognise now.
Yeah.
But Madness, they all look very similar. Of course, Suggs just looks the same pretty well. He's aged pretty well. But they were still very, very good.
Yeah. They've got such a good set of songs, haven't they?
Yes, they've got such a bad catalogue, haven't they?
But I bet they're still desperate to get out the new material, aren't they?
They try to. Here's our new single. No one's interested.
No. Well, the first single I ever got, and I remember giving my sister the money to go and get it because I was too young to go myself, and that was Could It Be Forever by David Cassidy.
And you're going to play that for Joan Valentine's Day.
Probably nine, maybe, so it didn't occur to me that wasn't the sort of thing that boy would want, but I really like the song.
Yeah.
So it could be. And really, the first serious album I got was The Best of 10cc.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, which was quite... And I would have probably have been 15 maybe when that came out. So it took a long time for me to go out and actually get a serious album.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to just listen to singles. I had a huge collection of old singles that my Auntie Elsie left when she emigrated to Australia. So I used to play all that old stuff and things. But it was The Best of 10cc. Oh,
that's pretty good.
And then
not too hideous.
Yeah. I remember my brother was appalled at the time because he was really into AC/DC and stuff like that. And I think he thought 10cc were wankers. And I think he probably still does. But actually, I think they're one of the most underrated British rock bands.
Yeah, very good band, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really, it's amazing at that time, isn't it, who you are allowed and are not allowed to like because it's just not cool. I mean, I remember watching the Wham documentary the other day and thinking... They're a very, very good Wham. But
they
of course, liking the Jam and stuff like that, you're like, you're not allowed to like Wham. You're not allowed to like Wham in the slightest.
It's a shame,
until
isn't
you hear Careless Whisper and think, this is an absolute classic.
Do you remember when we were travelling and what was the George Michael album that came out?
Oh, Listen Without Prejudice.
Oh my God, we couldn't get over how good it was.
This album was so good, but I remember we did listen and suddenly think, blimey, some of those lyrics.
Because at the time we had, you know, we
it didn't,
realized,
didn't come out really.
Like Curtis, did it?
Fucking hell, what's going on? Brilliant, but we've digressing as per
not
usual.
Not a patch on in the Navy.
That is true.
No, and if only they'd sung it just like that as well.
In the Navy. So we must be due a break.
We are due a break in a minute. And what's going to happen after we come back from the break?
We're going to have what's been happening in the last fortnight since you've been listening to us. And then you're going to give us a quiz.
A quiz. Okay, then. So we're going into a break. And while we're in the break, get yourself a pen and paper. And then we'll come back with the quiz straight after. Welcome back. So we're now going to go into a quiz. We sort of decided we'll try and do plenty of these. And this week, just to make a change, I've come up with the quiz, partly because I wasn't entirely sure, because Stuart's been away, I wasn't entirely sure how much preparation he'd have had time to do while he was on that 12-hour flight. So anyway, the title of the quiz this week is called Christ, Look at the Size of That. And... It's not rude at all.
Oh, how disappointing.
I've got a list here of 15 celebrities.
Okay.
And I want you to guess how tall each person is.
Oh, okay.
So I want to know their height. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to do, the one that we did before when we did the age, it was... If you get it dead on, then you get 3 points, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to do
that. He hasn't forgotten about it. Can't let it go.
What we're going to do is we're going to have a margin of error for the whole quiz. Okay.
Are there any therapists in this list that you need to go and see?
Let's say the first person was, off the top of my head, Alexander Armstrong. And he was 6 foot and you said 5'10". Then you would have...
Then I'm wrong.
Your -2 to start with, or 2 points. So you want to go the lowest score. So it's a bit like golf. The lowest score wins. So do you understand?
No.
Not in the
no.
slightest. This
I'm
is
not,
about going
I'm
down
not
as well as your
you.
Joke
yeah.
here. But anyway.
Well, okay, well, we'll start it and you'll work it out as we go along. Okay?
Basically,
okay.
We have the quiz. Andrew wins. That's
we'll have the
generally
quiz.
How it works.
Well,
can somebody else
hoping.
Keep score?
Yeah, I'm keeping the score.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'll keep the score, and what we'll do is we'll give the answer after every single.
Oh, okay.
Every
yeah,
single
so then
person.
Okay. Okay, we don't need to worry about the minus things.
No. So okay, so everybody get your pen. Well, you don't really need, but well, you could if you want to keep your score up. Get your pen and paper ready. So we're going to start off with Wee Jimmy Cranky.
Okay.
Now, before we start this, we're obviously going in feet. We're doing this in feet.
In feet.
In feet.
Yeah, feet and inches.
Feet and inches.
Okay, good. Okay.
So Jimmy Cranky is not 6'7".
So have a think about it, and then I'm going to ask you one after the other. No cheating. You have to go with what you were thinking of, okay?
Okay.
And if I think you're cheating, then I'm going to make you hold up. I'm going to make you write them down and hold it up. So,
okay. Taking have you very decided? Seriously. Stuart, can you do it again?
I better go back two weeks.
I wasn't happy with the first one. So, Loney, okay. Wee Jimmy Cranky.
Is 4'8".
Stuart?
I'm going for 4'7".
4'10".
Right. Wee Jimmy Cranky is 4'5".
Wow.
So okay. Am I the closest?
Yes, you're the closest.
So what do I get?
You've got two.
Yes.
Start. Andy's on five.
Not many times I start.
Loney's on three. Okay, so he's winning because he's on two. So like golf, it's the lowest score.
Okay. Okay.
I don't often start with the two, but I have today.
Okay, well so done. Next person is the lovely Hannah Waddingham.
Ooh.
Never heard of her.
Excellent. I'm glad you have.
Hannah be thy name.
Do you know Hannah Waddingham, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Secretly, very nice. She was in Games of Thrones,
really?
Wasn't she?
I think so.
I loved her in Ted Lasso. She's brilliant.
Yeah, she, I think she was in...
Hannah Waddingham, anyway.
Yeah. I would. She's quite tall. I'm giving you a clue here.
No,
she's
quite tall. And yeah, okay, we'll let Andy off on this one. I think, because Andy might not know them, if anyone
That's
says...
That's his fault for being clueless.
So he should go first, really, because otherwise he'll just follow everybody else.
Quite tall, you say, Stuart.
Giant, even.
Come on,
giant.
Oh, giant. Don't get roped into...
Giant beyond giant.
How tall is Hannah Waddingham?
5'9".
Okay. Stu?
I'd say she's 5'11".
Loney?
I'm going for 6 foot.
Okay, yeah. Right. She is 5'11".
Oh, boo!
So Stuart's still on two. Andy is now on seven and Loney's on four.
Ka-ching!
Okay.
Right. I'm not doing these anymore. I'm just winning.
Here we go. Fat monarch, Queen Victoria.
Oh, okay.
She lived during Victorian times.
And I really, really Sherlock.
Queen Victoria. How
I
tall
would
was
say
she?
She is 5'5".
I was going to do that.
No,
I'm going to go 5'4".
You can go for the same. I mean, if you knew Hannah Waddingham was 5'11", you could have said.
Oh, okay. No, I'm going to go 5'4".
5'4". Andy.
Queen Victoria was 5'1".
Oh, that's very.
She was 4'10".
4'10".
Was she
4'10"?
Really?
She was. So, Stuart, wow. You're seven out. That puts you on nine.
Fuck off. You really took pleasure.
Andy,
out
you're
that.
Only three out. That puts you on 10. And Loney, you were six out. That puts you on 10.
Very unusual scoring.
I know. No, it's a good way of doing it.
No, it's a good way.
No, it is. It's a very good way.
It's very Here good we way. Go. Won't be having him doing it again.
Here we go. The world's favourite ever boxer now, Muhammad Ali.
6'2".
Andy?
Correct, 6'2".
Loney? 6'3".
He was 6'3".
Whoa!
Hey! So still on 10. Andy's on 11. And Stuart, you're on 10. Oh, it's very close. So now we're going to go with former squeeze of ex-US President Donald Trump and Scud film star Stormy Daniels. How tall is Stormy Daniels?
I would say Stormy Daniels...
Hang on, I'm just going to write a note to myself. Clear search history.
I've never seen her standing up.
How tall do we reckon Stormy Daniels is?
5'7".
5'5".
I'll go 5'6" then.
She is 5'7".
Oh, I'm good.
You are so good.
Stuart's 11. Loney is still on 10.
Loney knows her porn stars.
Only because.
And I totally have no idea who that is.
Oh, yeah, that old chestnut.
I don't promise. When you said the name, I don't know who that is. Who is it?
She's the porn star that accused Donald. Well, didn't accuse, said Donald Trump paid her $100,000 to keep quiet.
He's one
about
of the ones
he's
got to go to court about.
And.
Hush pay,
hush money.
Right.
One of his
right.
many court cases.
Right.
I'm amazed. She's just right up your alley as well.
Yeah,
steady
I need to
on.
Look into
steady
that.
On.
Just the sort of person that Loney would know about.
Yeah,
of course,
I need to look into that.
Surely. Just read the Daily Mail.
Okay, so now we have irritating Formula One driver, Lewis Hamilton.
Well, irritating because he's basically very rich and very handsome.
Yeah, he is a pain in the arse, though, isn't he?
And he's got an extraordinarily good looking wife or girlfriends or whatever he has. Yeah, git. I'd say he. I don't want to give it away here because
I've met him.
Oh, fucking, that's not fair.
You've met him.
Well, you go. Yeah.
Then you've got a massive advantage.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, you go first.
No.
No.
I'll go last.
He goes last. I'm going to say 5'9".
So, Ilona, 5'9".
I'll say 5'10".
Yes.
It's not terribly tall.
I've probably gone a bit
short. They're not very tall.
We were looking at a super yacht together at the yacht show.
Wow.
And we were. Both
in the
on
same
the...
financial bracket as Lewis?
Similar. I'm going to say 5'5".
Wow.
Fun. Really? They're normally very short motor races because it's like height-weight ratio, really? Isn't it?
I towered over him, not in my bank balance.
He's actually, and not that I've ever met him, and I can only go by his Wikipedia page or whatever, but he's 5'8".
I was close.
He is 5'8". So, Andy, you're on 13. Yeah, short.
So,
it
might be Richard good-looking.
Ilona, you're on 12. And that is Stuart, short, isn't it? You are on 13. Oh, it's very close. 13, 12, and 12. Okay, so now we have the world's most annoying and wank-stained politician.
Entirely of you.
What is wank-stained?
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
That's actually a fair description.
That's what wank-stained
means. That's a fair description. What an utter, utter tool that man is. I'm going for... He looks tall and spindly to me. I'd say I'm going for 6 foot one. 6 foot one of...
Going 6'3".
All good looking.
I think he's quite tall.
Yes. Well, he just look, well, he might not be
I'm going to go in the middle end, 6'2".
Oh, you just such
he
a hedge.
He is
hedge
6 foot two.
Yay!
Oh, bloody hell.
I love this game.
Excellent.
Did I win a quiz?
Sorry?
Did I win a quiz?
You're leading it at the
moment.
Oh,
it's not finished.
Still
okay.
Want to go then. Okay. So we've now got very newsworthy Irish actor, far too good looking for his own good, Cillian Murphy. Oh. How tall is young Cillian?
I don't think he's that tall. He's lovely, but I don't think he's that tall, is he?
Lovely. 6 foot.
5'11".
Hang on. Stuart is 6 foot. Alone, he's 5'11".
5'10".
5'10". He's 5'7½".
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm out of the race.
7½, 4½ out. So Stuart's 18.5.
Oh God, we've got 0.5.
Yeah. 7½, 2½ is 17.5.
Oh,
yeah, I wish I hadn't bothered with that. It's making the maths a bit difficult.
What are you doing?
3½.
For the listeners,
half.
Are absolutely loving this.
Come on, listeners, keep up.
Listen to this buffoon do his maths. What better thing to do on the way home from work? This is you calculating
we
stuff.
We have husband of Rosie Huntington, whatever her name is, and former Commonwealth diving champion, Jason Statham. Hard man.
You're going first because you're winning.
I'm going to go 5'9". I don't think he's very tall, is he?
Well, I don't
do you know.
Know
who he is?
I do, actually, the know stuff. Who Jason Statham is. I'm going to go 6 foot dead.
Wow. Ooh. Okay, this could be.
What did you go for?
5'9", but I think I might have been a bit.
Okay,
short.
I'm gonna go 5'11".
He is 5'9".
Oh,
ooh. I love this game. I'm so good at it.
This is by far the shittiest one we've
no,
had.
No, it's
far.
Been the best. Always do them.
Okay, so
how many have you got left?
You bet about five or six.
Pure
this is ubiquitous
water.
TV man, bespectacled, pain in the arse. Everyone likes him. Richard Osman.
Right. Who I went to school with.
Did you?
And his mum was my primary.
You went to school with Richard Osman?
He was in the year below me.
Right.
And his mum was my primary school teacher for a bit as well. And his mum lives up the road. Where all the books are based is at St. George's Retreat up the road. His mum is at
We thought you'd hit the peak with Leslie Judd.
So yeah, you better go last
so,
then.
So, yeah.
Well, Andy. No, she could better go first because she's met him.
Yeah. Yeah, but that means she'll
winning.
Give you a massive clue.
And she's winning.
No. I'll go last.
She'll go last. Andrew.
6'8".
6'8", right. Stewie.
6'4".
Loney.
6'6".
He is 6'7".
Fuck it. This is an absolute tuck-up, this is.
A tuck-up.
An early lead, Stuart.
Yes, I'm very much a hare, not a tortoise.
Okay, now this one is actually, I'm changing the scoring slightly, but you'll understand why, because you can't get that close. I now want the average height of a male giraffe.
Oh, my God.
You need to get out more.
The average height of a male
or
giraffe.
Less. One or the other.
Don't need inches.
Well, just, how many hands? Are they hands? Or
no,
they
no,
hands
in feet. You can measure a giraffe with hands. You need a
bloody hands.
You need a cherry picker.
No, you're going. No, you're going first,
no,
lady.
No,
yeah,
no,
you go first this time.
You're going first.
I don't want to go first.
Yeah, but if she gets this
yeah,
wrong,
yeah,
she
I think
you lose
to go
the
first
lead in one
time.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, so I
don't like, you're ganging up on me. I hope you get emails about this.
I was on your side for the last question. Think of a giraffe.
19 foot.
Right.
You're going, I was going to go about 16.
Oh. Yeah, I'll go 17 foot.
The average height is 17 feet.
Oh, boom! We're back
between
in the game.
16 and 18, you see.
Boom, back in the game. So if
they're a whole foot. The others weren't, you're not really back in the game because the others weren't very far out either.
If they're a foot out, that's a hell of a lot.
That is a hell of a lot, yeah. But I'm doing it on the feet this time. Okay, then. So we now have jazz singing sensation. In my opinion, has the best Christmas album of the lot. And it's not the Boobs. It's Jamie Cullum.
Oh, please.
Cullum. How tall's Cullum? Do you know who he is?
You're missing.
You go first.
Trust me,
you go first.
You have no idea who Jamie Cullum is.
I know who Louis Armstrong is.
No. I don't know how tall Louis Armstrong is. So we're going with Jamie Cullum.
I should go last because I'm clueless.
But then you're going to...
Then you'll just follow the other two.
Mm. Yeah, well, they might be idiots.
Okay. You go first. No, you're winning. You're winning.
5'6".
I'll go 5'4".
I'll go 5'5".
Oh, really?
So that's the problem with letting you go last.
That's the problem
last.
With your quiz, you see.
Yeah,
didn't have any of this in the nostalgia round.
He's 5'6".
Thank you very much.
He is 5'6".
Oh, back to normal then.
Okay, then. So, while we're on the subject of the Cullum, how about his wife?
Yeah,
Sophie Dahl.
Sophie. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do you know who Sophie Dahl is?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you know who Sophie Dahl is, don't you? You don't know who her husband is.
You go first, Stu.
6 foot.
I was going to say 6 foot.
Oh, you're going to copy me?
I am then.
Oh, you can't do that because you can just go the same as me.
Yeah, I did say earlier you could go with the same one because if you know the answer.
5'11".
You sicken me, Andrew. She's 6 foot.
Yeah, but that's not fair. There's no chance for me to catch up even though I knew it and I'm a genius.
Stop moaning.
Yeah, but you. Yeah, anyway. Okay, we've got two more, okay? We've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson now. How tall is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
It would be a shame
Johnson?
If he came all this way and lost
Andrew,
it on Dwayne
please
The Rock Johnson.
Andrew, please tell me Dwayne The Rock Johnson is. Of course. You do, good. Excellent.
The Scorpion King.
Good lad.
That's him, yeah.
Good lad.
Yeah, that is him.
In his little wrestling shirt.
How tall is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
6'3".
Oh, that could be a crucial mistake. Oh, Loney.
Is he a lot smaller?
Oh, Loney, that could be a bad one.
Oh, no.
Andy, you can go next. So you're not just going in the middle of the other two.
6'1".
I'm going 6'5".
Oh.
I think Stewie's got a bit of inside information here because Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 6'5".
Oh, you must have planned this quiz together.
Get in there.
Yeah. Okay, then I've almost had enough of this. I think we all have. In fact, I won't do this quiz again. Please. So the final one is, and I want you to write this down and show me it so you don't just follow each other. The tallest man who ever lived, Robert Pershing Wadlaw.
What a great name.
Wadlow, actually. Wadders to his mate. So I want you to write it down and then...
The tallest man ever recorded.
Ever recorded.
He's obviously dead.
This is where you have the big chance to actually come back and win it. He is very dead,
very dead.
So write it down.
Tallest man ever.
Ever. Who ever lived.
I've played cricket with people taller than that.
Think of basketball players and how tall they
are,
for
instance.
Well,
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
And this is the tallest one who ever lived.
I think I've gone a bit short, but...
Be a shame if you put 8 foot, Loney. Or 9, maybe.
You are
horrible. Come on. I need your answers because we've got a bit of dead air going on here.
Let's get inside her head and fuck her up.
So,
I'm going to cross it out. I'm going with a different one.
Okay, right.
Right.
Ilona, show me what you've put.
Stop it. I crossed out my first one.
Oh, that is superb.
Andy, let's see yours. Is that the number 11 at the bottom?
No, that's 2.
All right.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, no, I'm so cross with myself.
Stuart, what have you put? I've got 8 foot. So it's probably wrong. I'm probably taller.
Don't share. 10 foot 1. Originally, I put 8 foot 8, and then I crossed it out. Well, then,
yeah. I think you still might have a winner there because that's 12. And 9.
I had 8'8".
Don't worry, you've still won because the others were far too low. He was 8'11".
Hey.
8'11".
Yeah, that was 11.
Yeah. I still
but
won.
They were almost as low the other way as you were. 10 foot.
I had 8'8".
I think bloody Johnny Green Giant.
He was not a giraffe.
No. Anyway, so the final scores were, and it's like a golf score. So Loki went round in 31.5. Stuart went round in 36.5 and Andy went round in 38.5.
Has been done before?
I think...
I've gone round in 38.
I think I won.
You did win, yeah.
So well I won. Done. Stuart, what did I do? Did I...
You won.
10 foot 1. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, it's a winner's number.
Well, excellent. So, okay, so that was the quiz for this week. Not entirely sure that worked with the format very well. And I think while I was looking at my book, my mouth went away from the microphone for a bit. So we'll have our producer moaning at me for not being loud enough. So what are we going to have? Quick chat. We've been going for 50 minutes now. So that's probably got about 10 minutes to talk about something else.
We're going to do the money section of the Love and Money podcast. Because I've seen a couple of stories that have come out today, both lottery related. Classic question between husband and wives and couples, lottery. What would you do with the lottery?
What sort of lottery win are we talking
about?
Well,
there's two very, very different ones. There's one from the UK that has come out where someone has won £1 million on a scratch card, but they're not married. And since they've won the £1 million scratch card, she's dumped the other one. So basically, she's saying the classic, I bought it, it's my ticket, I paid for it, it's mine, I've now dumped you, you're not getting any of it. He's now threatening to take her to court, saying, A, morally you ought to give it to me. We bought it together.
Oh,
therefore
they bought it together.
Well,
they
that's both... what he's saying. She's saying they didn't. He said they did. Mm. So obviously he's now saying it's £1 million, but it's the worst £1 million ever. So that was the first story. How would
that work legally, do you think? Because if they've been together for years and years and you split up and everything gets split halfway, and this includes things like pensions and stuff like that, well, does lottery things, does that count as your possession, your income?
Not anything, you'd have to prove. Now, would you have the video from the shop to show who actually purchased it? I'd have thought that's the closest you'd get.
I would have thought that. And
you're not married, and she's basically now.
But a lot of things are done online now. Jane does the lottery every week. She just does it on her laptop.
Does she?
Yeah.
But you are married, so you would be entitled to title. So obviously, and this probably brings up that moral question, doesn't it? Morally, should she give him some money because they bought it when they were still together? And I suppose for £500,000, she says, I don't give a shit about morals. I'm keeping the money.
What would you do?
I wouldn't pay a scratch card.
You wouldn't pay?
Shall I tell you why? Because a friend of ours worked for the post office and they had like a jillion scratch cards that had gone out as things, so they had to scratch them. And they said that literally a gang of about six of them went through all the scratch cards, like literally thousands and thousands. And there were about two winners in these. So you realise the odds of winning a scratch card are so... to be fair, I haven't done a scratch card for years. I do the lottery every now and then. But I haven't done a scratch card for years and years and years and years.
God, if you won the lottery, you could really up your lifestyle here, Stuart. Yeah. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
You should buy more tickets.
I was waiting for that one to come. And the second one comes from America, which is actually a really sad story. There was... the lotteries in America are obviously huge. And someone had put online... The lottery company had put online that the winning numbers were, you know, whatever they were.
Yeah.
And the lottery was about $250 million. So this person, this thing was up for 3 days.
Right.
And so he thinks I've won $250 million, you know, obviously quite a ridiculous life-changing amount of money. So he then goes to cash it in. And he's told that these aren't the right numbers. And he was told that they've been doing a test with the IT people. And they've made a mistake and they've posted the wrong numbers. So he thinks for 3 days he's got 250 million and then he's been told that...
Well, surely they've got to honour it if they've published those numbers.
So he's now taking the lottery providers to court for whatever it was plus interest, because this happened a year ago, it happened in January 23, and he's now suing them for 320 million because he said, I want... It's basically...
Just, no, when
I want
you came my, back from I that want country, my money. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I want my money plus interest. And of course, because he said it's posted. And I mean, how would you get over that if you think that you won 250 million?
I think with any of those big prize things, if you there's a group of radio stations called do a competition every day called Make Me a Winner. And I think that it's on Heart and Absolute and a few things like that.
You have to say Make Me a Winner, don't you?
And basically you text in and it costs you £2 and then they call a number at random after 3 o'clock. And you've got to pick up within five rings and say, make me a winner. And then you win the money. And it's good money.
It is. They do
the
it
lowest
on
is about 60,000. It goes, it's another one.
It goes up to
like 200,000 or whatever. And the amount of people who go, hello.
I know.
And you think, oh, you wanker. I can't believe you've entered this competition. Got picked up your phone wrong. Hello. And I remember listening to it a while ago, about a year ago. And this girl said, hello, it's Hattie from Absolute Radio and you've just lost £140,000. And the bloke went, just put the phone down. And they probably thought, oh, God, he's going to top himself.
Yeah.
So now they don't do anything. If somebody picks up, says hello, they just cut away completely and say, oh, no, you know, that's another one that's lost it. But you think, why would you go in for... It sets my blood pressure up.
You've lost the money for pure stupidity.
You've taken the time to enter.
I mean, the moral thing is one thing. I mean, do you actually do the lottery?
I used to do it a lot. We haven't done it in a while, but we used to do it. But then a lot of my tickets all went out of date and then I had a big stress over the fact that maybe I had an unclaimed amount.
Were you part of the syndicate?
We used to do the same numbers.
It's one of those things which you sort of think, God, if you're in a syndicate, you almost can't leave. Because you imagine the week you leave.
Yes, exactly.
They then win. Yeah. You're just sort of stuck in this
vortex. I used to do the same numbers every week.
Yeah, we did that for a few years.
Yeah. But,
too dangerous to change then. Doesn't up your chances.
No, but
still. If you changed and those numbers then won it.
I know. What do you do?
You do it, Henry?
Occasionally, if I'm passing a... post office or something.
So would you do it with Leslie or would you...
We do it together and we have a deal. If I buy it, we share it. And if she buys it, she gets it.
I think if you were to win the lottery, you'd either want to win so much that you could give everybody on your Christmas card list a decent amount of money. This is what I've always thought. Look at my Christmas card. I'm no longer sending Christmas cards. I'm going to give the money to charity. We ain't getting any of my fucking lottery money then. So you're going to use some sort of criteria. So your Christmas card list, maybe.
Can I have Janet's in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, or you win enough so that it changes your life, but it's not really enough to give a load of it away. But you can say, for instance, buy somebody a ticket for Depeche Mode.
You could do.
Or something like that. Trust me,
if you won the lottery, I want more than the ticket for Depeche Mode. saying lifelong friend.
I knew somebody, somebody who years ago, it wasn't on the lottery, it was before the lottery was on, but do you remember when the newspapers started doing bingo? She'd have the Sun Bingo and all that sort of thing. And my brother's best mate, he won the Daily Mail bingo in about 1986, maybe 87, and he won £30,000. Wow. And that £30,000 at the time absolutely changed his life, because he'd bought a flat in Finchley for about £30,000, paid off his mortgage, but the price of the flat had really gone up. It was worth £70,000. And his wife was a nurse, and they decided to emigrate to Australia. They went to Perth and the exchange rate was brilliant, and his £70,000 was worth about $240,000. And they went out and bought themselves a whacking great big house with no mortgage. She had a really good job. He was a plumber or something like that. He got himself a really good job and it completely changed their life. And it was just £30,000.
We have a rule. Me and Jackie have a rule that we do, because we do it occasionally. We do it certainly when there's big money, like big Euro lottery rollovers and this sort of stuff. And we have a rule that we're just going to split it a third, a third, and a third. So basically that's her money, my money, and then stuff we do together. So she can play with what she wants.
So I thought you were going to say our money then.
No.
I was going to say.
Well, obviously I'd give you some. I'd buy you a ticket. I'd buy you two tickets to Depeche
Mode. And I get that pick and mix.
You can afford it. And yeah, so basically you can do exactly what you want with your third. I'll do exactly what you want with the third of it. Otherwise, we just think we get divorced in about 20 minutes. The sad programmes is, which gave me this, because I saw a bit of a programme on the plane on the way back. It causes, the people who have won it,
causes so many problems.
Most interesting thing about this topic is there was a...
Fucking hell. Absolute chonk. Glasses have just fallen off and landed on the microphone.
And they took X number of people that had won the lottery a life-changing sum of money... an X number of people that had a serious accident, like a car accident, lost a limb. And a year after the event, the people who'd had a serious accident or a serious thing in their lives were actually happier.
Yes, I could see that. Not that I want to lose a limb, but I could understand.
And I can see that. And the stories that you get in the paper about X lottery winners would...
Most
of their lives turn to shit.
Yeah, I think you need real serious advice if you do win it. You need to set up companies to get charities for donations, because you will get the begging letters and you'll get people. And whatever you give someone, I don't think will ever be enough. If
you win the lottery, you can test me on that.
I could test you, because how much is the lottery tonight? This is my quiz question. Basically, you won't win this. How much is the lottery tonight?
No idea.
Midweek, is it?
It's midweek. It's gone up. It's a bit of a rollover.
23.
No, because not many people buy them anymore, do they?
I thought it was Wednesday. Saturday.
No, less than that. 3.5 million.
You're not going to win.
Oh.
I thought it was Wednesday.
You can win twice in a day here. Just pick a big number.
Okay.
Today.
18 million.
62 million.
Is it?
I'm buying a ticket.
Is that Euro million?
I don't know. I saw it today. So it's 62 million. It must be Euro. Yeah. So basically, I was wrong anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, you would. You would
go to some.
If you won an enormous amount of money, you'd spend either want to win a small amount so you could be, pay your mortgage off, pay stuff, and no one would ever really know. But if you lived in a nice house and all of a sudden a Ferrari turns up on your drive, which is probably worth more than your house might be, people are going to be slightly suspicious.
Yeah.
Where did the top of the range Ferrari come from? And they're just going to suspect.
Whether
and then
you don't say
if
anything.
You gave, and you could say, we have this, hypothetical thing to say, we won and we gave you 250 grand. Now, wow, 250 grand. But for some people, it's like, is that all I'm going to get? Am I only going to get 250 grand? Well, and it's just, because we've been friends forever, and is that all you're going to give me? And this sort of stuff. I think it would cause so many problems, but I still fancy winning it.
I wouldn't mind the problems. I might buy one now tonight.
And if we won it, basically we could just afford, we should have a syndicate pact that if we win it, we'll have going to afford ourselves to get a really,
we
really
get
nice
a podcast
office.
Lottery.
You get a Homer Potts lottery.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you think we could start a Homer Potts lottery?
Yeah. Get all their listeners to buy
all
a ticket.
All our listeners to buy a ticket.
It's not going
to
make up a lot of money, is it?
And amazingly, Dan from Isleworth suddenly won. And we could just pocket the money and basically afford to pay for a producer.
Yeah. Is that legal?
No, probably not, tell anyone.
Right. Okay, then, sure. We're going to have to wrap up because the time's going. We actually did have a minor production meeting before this, and we had lots of things we wanted to talk about that we've never got round to talking about, which is great because we can save them up for next time, because they weren't necessarily that current either. So
they can hold till next time.
Yeah, we can hold it and write down our ideas and come up with things for next time. So I think that's it. We're back in a couple of weeks' time. We'll send this off to Alex. I've got to work out how to save and send the thing to him, and that's going to be another task. So, Andrew, see you soon, mate.
And you.
Loney.
See you soon.
Yeah. Simo.
I will be seeing you soon as well.
See you soon, everyone. Bye-bye.
See you, bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.